I'm with you.
It's on tape, you know.
It's okay.
You're on.
Where's all the love?
Duct tape. You still duct tape over there?
See you. That must have been the big draw. Everybody left, I guess.
Maybe they, you know.
Oh, gosh, Ross.
Hi, Ross. Recalls that. That's how, yeah. He, Julie was it, and you're nothing. You're like the Lone Ranger sitting here, right?
Get rid of him, can we?
You and Doug, that's it, huh? Yeah, you guys are losing ground.
Working my way out. That's all I can say.
Mm. Morning, Ross.
Okay, good morning. I'm on here for a proposed agreement with the hamlet on Derrickson Pond. It's associated with the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. Just for information, to get council up to speed on where we are, hamlet on Derrickson Pond is on the northern end of our Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. Fenwick would be out here to the east of that. And it's a 90-lot subdivision. It currently is served by a private wastewater collection system, which is Ordinance 38 compatible. And it has an on-site community treatment and disposal system, so it uses disposal beds to get rid of its wastewater. It's also in our South Coastal Planning Area. Back in 2004, County Council signed an agreement with the developer of this project, which required them to connect to the sanitary sewer either within 5 years of the first certificate of occupancy being issued for the first home in there, or when 75% of the lots were sold, okay? The developer is coming up on that point.
The five-year part?
On the five-year, no, the 75% part, I think.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
But anyway, on-site, part of that agreement also required the on-site treatment to be abandoned, and the developer will be responsible for all costs associated with connecting to whatever county sewer facility was available. Once upon a time, they thought it would go to the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, but with the advent of the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District, it became convenient to incorporate it into there. So what I'm asking council to do today is to consider a revised or a new agreement, which will replace that 2004 agreement. It obligates the developer to contribute $400,000 to the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District to cover the cost of extending the sewer line from Roxana Road here out to his project where he has an existing pump station.
So the developer is paying for the infrastructure going to...
Right. He's paid for all his on-site, plus he's going to pay for the infrastructure necessary to get to our facilities we're going to construct as part of the Johnson's Corner.
And that keeps everybody within the district, the rates the same and all that.
Exactly. Actually, it helps the district because we're picking up users at the same time we're not incurring any additional costs.
Correct. Okay.
And he also, the developer, because he knew he would become a part of the sewer district at some point, he actually was contributing some funds of his own every time a home was sold or a property was sold to an impact fee escrow that he maintained. And that will be all turned over to us to be credited to each of the homeowners that that have bought properties there.
Within the okay.
So for the existing ones. So, you
know.
But they'll
pay a connection fee, correct?
Yeah, the connection fee is higher than what they contributed back then. It was he was contributing like $2,200. The property owners will have to pay the balance of that.
Okay.
But at the time he started that process, and again, that was not something obligated by us. I think he did as probably a marketing tool or something to make it more attractive when sewer came. They wouldn't have that big cost. Summary, this will supersede the prior agreement. It'll cover the costs associated with serving the hamlet on Derrickson Pond. It will eliminate the existing on-site disposal beds. And it will add front footage and user to the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. So can I answer any questions council might have?
Got a motion, please?
I have a motion.
Thank you.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Council approves the agreement with the hamlet at Derrickson Pond, LLC, to provide a contribution in the amount of $400,000 toward construction cost of the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District.
Motion, gentlemen, please.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we approve the agreement as stated by the engineering department. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Thanks,
Thank
Russell.
You.
Good to see you. Doug?
Yeah, thanks.
Morning, Doug.
Morning, everybody.